You're listening to Digitally Enabled, the human stories behind branding. This is the place to gain greater insight into the human side of brand governance. Join Greg Silverman as he sits down with branding experts sharing real-life stories of how they face digital issues along their journey. Learn how others are dealing with maximizing the power of today's technology and get valuable advice straight from your peers. Here's your host, Greg Silverman.
Welcome back, everyone, to Digitally Enabled. I'm Greg Silverman, here today with Emmanuel Probst. Emmanuel, welcome to the podcast.
Greg, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. Emmanuel, tell everyone a little bit about yourself. You have like two worlds. You teach, you write books, and you also are a consultant. Is that right?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm global lead brand thought leadership with Ipsos. That's one of the largest market research agencies in the world. And as you said, I also teach at UCLA and I write books. My next book, Assemblage, The Art and Science of Brand Transformation, is coming out in a few weeks.
Oh, exciting. Very exciting. Yeah, I'd love to have you on the show, right? We rarely get a lot of folks from the research world, but almost never does someone have the title of thought leadership, brand thought leadership. Tell us a little bit about your journey to that position and your purview. You know, we're talking to a couple thousand brand people in our community. So just tell us a little bit about your world and how you got there and what you're trying to accomplish at Ipsos.
Yeah, we mentioned those three roles, and the connective tissue between UCLA, Ipsos, and my writing is I'm passionate about understanding why people do what they do. And that has been my focus ever since I was 16, 17. I used to collect ad campaigns, literally, and display this on the walls of my bedroom. And I wanted to understand why advertising agencies will choose a specific tagline or choose a specific picture, and then what will make people buy those products. So my life journey, I ended up in market research, and I said ended up. It was pretty random, if you will. I just needed a job as an MBA student, and at the time, I could work in a caddy overseeing some over the phone interviews, and I did this for a few months, and upon graduation, I joined a market research agency. And again, I think what has not changed is this passion for understanding why do people do what they do. What has changed is, well, I just have more experience. However, I pride myself in learning every day. That's one thing I like about this industry is how humble it is and how it's exciting to meet new people and get in touch with new ideas every day.
Yeah, no, that's exciting. I came to branding and marketing almost the same way. I was very fascinated with people's notion of why people made decisions. But I went through the organizational development management line and realized that nobody really cared about how much you understood decisions unless it led to sales. And that's how I got to marketing. But
indeed.
Yeah, indeed. And so it's really a unique perspective you're bringing from a research to branding. Tell us a little bit about your current thought leadership and because you're probably producing lots of information. I know we talked a little bit about dashboards and maybe give people a sense of what the holy grail is or isn't in research.
Yeah. Well, the dashboard is important. It's a tool. It's an output. I will start at a very high level with the input. And, well, I can't help quoting a one-liner for my next book, Assemblage, but brands can no longer just sell more stuff, just sell more products. Brands need to make a positive impact on people and the world they live in. So as such, brands must transform us and the world. And when I say transform, is indeed become better individuals. So today, especially after COVID, brands have this mission to make a positive impact on society and on the economy and on people. 5-7 years ago, we would call this brand purpose, and the terminology is still very relevant. The difference is brands can no longer just claim a purpose. They need to demonstrate this purpose. They need to demonstrate that they're doing the right thing, and that they protect people's privacy, and that they look after their families, and so on and so forth. So that's really at a high level from a brand strategy standpoint. That is what, in my view, applies to brands in CPG, in technology, in financial services, pretty much across the board, of course, in healthcare as always. And then you mentioned the tools. Yes, the opportunity we have today, if you compare the old world of research with what we can tap into today, is the ability to combine disparate data sets and make sense of those data sets, not in isolation, but really bring all this data to the same table, literally like a potluck, and make sense of it on a more holistic level.
Yeah, because we can now understand how all things work together from our side as brand marketers. But I think your first point is equally compelling, is so can consumers, right?
Yeah.
Consumers have the same tools at their disposal to figure out our brands delivering on that human promise that people are making it. Someone was on the show a few days ago and talked about this being the human era of branding, because there's tremendous levels of transparency. And if you make a promise, people will find out, you know, are you flying in a plane? You know, is there a superstar? Talk about the environment, or you're cutting down forests. What are you doing? And so what have you seen for the brand marketers that you've talked about? Like, what have they had to do to not only incorporate the data, but change their behavior or their company's behavior to deliver on those promises they're making?
Yeah. And to your point, Greg, that's another important shift whereby people, I'm not saying consumers, important, I'm saying people have more leverage over brands, and people have the power not just to promote a brand, but potentially to cancel a brand, meaning to campaign against the brand, if you will. And an important shift for brand managers is you no longer control the narrative. I believe that as a brand owner, as a brand strategist, you guide the narrative, you guide the key building blocks of your brand identity. You need to feel comfortable handing over the storytelling to your audience. So that's described in that chapter in the book, Assemblage, that citizen activists, and more details on this. You ask about the tools, and it's important, as you said, consumers have access to many of the same tools. To clarify, we see that people are more and more aware of how companies monetize their data and monetize their identity. And we call it the data exchange, whereby people say, hey, big tech firms, I know how you make money. You sell advertising towards my profile. I'm okay with this to some extent as a user. However, I want, one, that you protect my privacy, the security of my data, that you respect me as an individual. And two, I want you to provide me with products and services that are helpful and innovative to me in exchange for me giving you my data. But we really see this shift in digital literacy, in education, almost, I would say, of the public. 5-7 years ago, people would say, oh, wow, what's going on with the algorithm? And now we really sense that people are aware of the way this data is being monetized.
Now, it's fascinating idea, right, that there's this information exchange and there are people in the ecosystem of a brand who have agency or influence over that brand's narrative, but they may not even consume the brand. Right?
Exactly.
Right. And they're just stakeholders or influencers. I saw an article yesterday about people protecting whales, saying lobster harvesting is bad for whales, so don't buy lobsters. And of course, they're not eating lobsters, but they're influencing the entire narrative for that industry just by having influence. And I think the tables have balanced out. And I think brand marketers are getting smarter about having to deliver authenticity, transparency, and accountability. What problems are they running into, right? It's not that easy. So we talk about, hey, we can all see it, but what do you see them struggling with and how are they overcoming it?
Well, a good example is sustainability. And here's why. The beauty of what we do, Greg, you and I, is brand strategy and marketing. You can always finesse a tagline and work on the positioning of a product or solution. Well, that's one thing. However, when you have an entire supply chain, which by the way, most of the time you don't fully control, that becomes much harder for a brand to commit to something. Again, this goes well beyond marketing. It's not a marketing question. So you have brands that were built around the purpose of sustainability, and these brands have it easier you have brands, however, that need to shift to a model of sustainability. I think a simple example is in the car industry. Tesla was built around the concept of electric cars. I'm not saying that building Tesla was easy in any way, shape, or form, but it was the central building block of that brand and that company. In contrast, think of a company like General Motors that's been building gas-powered cars forever and has to retrofit plants and come up with new models and all that. All this to say that at least in the short run, it is much harder for GM to come up with a solution to produce batteries and electric cars than it is for Tesla that built its entire company and proposition around this.
That's a fantastic insight, right? And that's why they've emerged so quickly, because they saw that collective unmet need and delivered a brand proposition that was aligned to it much better than any entrenched competitor, right? So that really created speed in the marketplace. So I think that is great. If I had a new company, maybe I can design it, but most brand marketers are dealing with legacy assets and have to transform. While you were talking, I wrote down this, like, the notion is this brand accountability in an age of transparency, right? It's just it's a new formula for everybody to reach to. So we really talked about, like, this notion of brand and thought leadership around it and how you have to orchestrate it and using data and the consumers using data. If you had to summarize your feelings about this transformation, what would be the one word you would use? Can't use transformation. I'm taking away from you. And why do you think about it? What's that word? And why do you think about it? Because we know you're writing a transformation. But for brand marketers, what's the feeling they might want to capture here?
Yeah, I'll go with the word intentions. If a brand intends to do well, if a brand shows that it wants to do the right thing, most likely it will. And even if you make a few mistakes, that's where the audience will be forgiving, as long as you display the right intentions. And those intentions, once again, must be, don't just sell people more products. And that's fine. As brand manager, you're here to make profits and you're a for-profit organization. That's totally fine. But that cannot be the only reason why you get up in the morning. You have to be willing and able to make a positive impact on me, the public, my world, people around me, and the world at large.
Emmanuel, my intention is get your book and learn more about it. So I really appreciate you being on the podcast. I think what y'all are doing and the thought leadership is so important to this new era as we all learn how to adjust, especially coming out of the pandemic. Appreciate you being here today.
Greg, everyone, thank you so much for having me today. I really appreciate you having me on the show. Thank you again.
Greg Silverman signing off for Digitally Enabled. Hope to catch y'all next time. Emmanuel, have a great weekend. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in.
That's all for today's episode. We hope these insights from top brand managers help you as you face your own digital roadblocks. Remember that you're not alone in the challenges you face. If you would like to further connect with fellow elite brand managers, join the Beam community by sending an email to gsilverman@monogle.com. Thank you for joining us. See you on the next one.